Welcome to Mrugashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. This podcast is a tribute to our fantastic fellow professionals, colleagues, and friends. I'm Radha Radhakrishnan, and this podcast is brought to you in association with DigiTales. Charu Raizada speaks to Vedanta on their sustainability journey. Over to you, Charu.
Recently, Vedanta was recognized by Dow Jones Sustainability Index for its contributions towards a sustainable tomorrow. In less than a year, Vedanta's commitment helped change its rankings and climb up to 12 from 21. We at Mrugashira caught up with Gaurav Swaroop, Director Carbon and Social Performance at Vedanta Resources Limited, to talk about the sustainable development initiatives by Vedanta, its impact on society and the environment.
Hello and welcome, Gaurav. Thank you for making the time to speak to us. Let me start by asking you that, you know, recently EU has proposed to impose carbon border tax, expected to come in force by 2023. And the world is moving towards embracing climate conscious organizations. And this is forcing companies to rethink on managing their climate related business risks and management strategies. What measures has Vedanta taken towards becoming a climate conscious company?
First of all, Charu, thank you so much for the invitation to this podcast. But, you know, before I kind of answer the question that you've asked, I thought it'd be a good time to kind of set some context about who Vedanta is as an organization. So, you know, Vedanta is one of the world's largest natural resources company, and we essentially mine and refine and manufacture all of the basic minerals and metals that you see. So whether it's copper, aluminium, iron ore, steel, lead, silver, oil and gas, or power. One of the biggest things that when you have a setup like that from a sustainability standpoint is to ensure that your systems and standards are consistent and across all of your group companies. And it's with that kind of philosophy and that kind of thinking Vedanta kind of began formally working in this area of sustainability in 2010. And we wanted to put some world-class standards in place across all of our businesses. We have a general philosophy on zero harm, zero waste, zero discharge. And all of the work that we are doing kind of is driving towards achieving the vision of that philosophy. We started measuring and monitoring what our emissions were, but serious work on this kind of began around the 2016 timeframe, about a year after the Paris Accords in 2015, right? So India in Paris had committed to ensuring that as a country, we will reduce our GHG emissions intensity by 30 to 35% by 2030. We had said that 40% of our energy would come from renewables in that same time frame. We also said that we will look to sequester about 2.5 to 3 billion tons of carbon dioxide through various plantation and afforestation activities, right? So India had made some fairly ambitious goals in 2015, and Vedanta decided to align with those goals. So our first set of medium-term targets were established in that year, and we said that we will reduce our GHG emissions intensity by 16% in 2020 from a 2012 baseline. So in terms of the work that Vedanta has done since the beginning of this year, early on in January, we revised our energy and carbon policy. And in that, we said that we, as a company, want to substantially decarbonize our operations by 2050. Now, what substantially means in that is something that we are still discussing and debating, but we're obviously wanting to set very, very aggressive targets in that area. We also, at that point in time, reconstituted an internal body known as the Carbon Forum, involved in, at the moment, is to set our midterm targets for 2025 and our long-term targets for 2030. And that you should expect to see some of that those targets come in over the next 6 to 9 months. A lot of the work that we're currently engaged in is focused on improving the efficiency of our processes, especially if you look at our aluminium sector. It's a large emitter of carbon dioxide, and smelters take a lot of energy. So there's a lot of work happening to improve the efficiency of those smelter units. We're looking at increasing our share of renewables.
No, that's fairly comprehensive, actually. That's a lot of very interesting things you're doing. But you know, we were also very keen to understand how you're communicating your sustainability story with your stakeholders.
Obviously, sustainability is a very, very vast subject. And there are different elements of this that interest stakeholders. Now, our primary means of communication, obviously, has been our sustainability report. So what we've been doing over the last 12 to 18 months now is to try to distill a lot of that information and put things out on our social media handles so that people get the snippets. And then if they're interested, they can go and read the details of it, right? So if you're following Vedanta's Twitter handle, or if you're following us on Facebook or LinkedIn, you will see a lot of ESG-related stories in that space. And that's really one way that we're trying to communicate the work that we've been doing in sustainability. In addition to that, obviously, we're looking at, if you come to our website, you get sustainability information there. There are a few international platforms like the Carbon Disclosure Project, which is CDP. There's the UN Global Compact. There's the Dow Jones Index. So these are all other areas where people kind of tend to go out and look for information on sustainability. So we are present in those forums as well. And then for those stakeholders who are possibly, for whom English is not the primary language, or who might not have easy access to the internet or to our reports, there is a lot of communication activity that's happening at our business unit level, either in the local media or through various other community interactions where we do communicate what our sustainability story is about. So, like I said, a multi-pronged approach to communicating with a diverse set of stakeholders.
No, that's fantastic. And any tips, that's my last question to you, any tips to communicators for enhancing the sustainability narrative?
There are three or four things I think that any communicator should keep in mind when you're talking about your sustainability narrative. So, always important to set the context about what you do, where you operate, who your key stakeholders are, what kind of challenges you face, etc. Right. So that's number one. Number two is be balanced in your narrative. Now, if you look at sustainability communication and disclosure, generally people tend to talk about only the good news stories, right? But any good narrative also talks about areas that where improvement needs to happen. And it's but obvious that for large companies, you will be creating a lot of positive impact, but you will also be creating some negative, right? And it is what you do with that, the ups and what you do with the downs, and how you manage it, how you address it, and how you try to not repeat it in the future. That's what is a true story of sustainability. And so like any other form of communication, if you are genuine, it shows. And people these days are very, very quick in determining whether something is empty rhetoric or is greenwashed. So just be balanced in what you're trying to say. The third one I would say is under the global context of what you're talking about, right? So sustainability as a subject has been evolving every year, and every year there are more details added, there are more requirements put in place by stakeholders. So unless you understand that and frame your conversation and your narrative along those lines, you will kind of tend to seem very outdated and out of step with what the world is talking about. So understand that and understand how it's relevant for your company. And then the last thing that usually, you know, we communicators tend to overlook is showcasing your sustainability efforts to your internal stakeholders. So while a lot of our focus is on, you know, going out there and telling the world about what we do and how we do it, I think internal stakeholders like your employees and your contract workers are very, very can be very strong brand ambassadors for the work that you do. Those would be my four tips for any successful communication and sustainability.
Tune in next week for another episode of Mrugashira. Adios.